Let us consider four words from the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. First, from noon onward, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. The man who hung upon the cross between heaven and earth is the same one who made the heavens and the earth and filled them with the splendor of created light, so that we could one day live in the glory of his uncreated light. The Lord Jesus is light from light, the light of the world. And so it is fitting that for the 3 hours of his final agony, there was darkness over the whole land, the darkness of all human brutality, treachery, cruelty, falsehood, hatred, and self-absorption of every kind. Second, and behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The Holy of Holies in the temple was the dwelling place of God on earth. The Ark of the Covenant was in its time kept in that inner sanctum of the temple, which even the high priest could enter only once each year on the Day of Atonement. Now at the atoning death of the true Lamb of God, the veil which set apart this sacred place was ripped in two. The Lord Jesus Christ is the new temple and God on earth. By the death of the Messiah and his coming resurrection, the old covenant was fulfilled and perfected, and the new covenant was revealed for the forgiveness of sins and the gathering of all the Gentiles to the children of Israel. Third, truly, this was the Son of God. At the foot of the cross, the Roman centurion and his brothers in arms, Gentiles and pagans all, were moved to saving faith in the Son of David, the anointed one of Israel. The one who died on the cross is, yes, true man, the son of Mary, but he is also God from God, the eternal and only begotten Son of God the Father. He died among thieves, but even the manner of his death awakened in the hearts of the Roman soldiers who tortured and killed him faith. Faith both certain and true that this man, and not their Caesar, is Divi Filius, the Son of God. Fourth, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there, facing the tomb. Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus kept her at his side in life, and it kept her there even at his death, when all but one of the men had run away in fear. In this Holy Week, as we prepare to celebrate the glorious feast of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the Church bids us sit at the tomb with Mary Magdalene and meditate in these days of grace on the terrible cost of our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.